Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Donnie D. Words of wisdom. Donnie D.
Everybody, Donny D, words of wisdom. And welcome everybody to Donny D's words of wisdom here on Blog Talk Radio tonight on a Saturday night. Tonight's guest will be Will Kinsey Jazzman out of Los Angeles. Tonight's show is being brought to you by Donny D's book himself, Single Mother's Guide to Raising Black Boys, available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and Sleepers.com. Want to give a big shout out to MG Martin Grant out there tonight. Tune in. Kathy Lewis out there tuning in. Tonight's words of wisdom is, stay true, be true, keep the faith, baby, walk by faith and not by sight. Think about it. Also, a new part of the show tonight will be the Kids Corner. And tonight's guest on the Kids Corner will be Naya G. And then after that, we will have Marcia D's with the words of inspiration. I'd like to say to all of my people out there in Pasadena, Altadena, Victorville, Pomona, Fontana, Rialto, Inglewood, up to no good. Donnie D and Marcia D will be live on the 23rd in Rancho Cucamonga. We'll have more information for you. All right, let's go to a caller. Let's see what's going on here. I've got a caller right here. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from? Caller, what's your name and where you calling from? Is that you, Martin Grant, 415, there you go.
Oh, yes. I was doing something.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have an old friend of mine, MG Grant. How you doing out there, my brother?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Having a great time. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing just great, man. I've been out to Palos Verdes. I've been out to doing all types of things today, but I'm here for the radio show tonight. I'm glad you're tuning in. Stay tuned in. Listen to the show, and I'm going to call you back in a little later on. Be listening when I say, call it from the 415 MG. You, all right, my brother?
All right. Sounds great.
All right. Now, hold on. I think I got somebody on another line you might know. Let's see if we can get them. Hello. Hello, caller. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hello. Hi. This is Kathy calling from Victorville.
Kathy from Victorville, one of my favorite callers. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. Did you just hear guys, my Martin Grant on the line?
Yes, I want to say hi to Martin.
Say hi to him. Say hi.
Hi, Martin. Well, I'm looking forward to listening to the show tonight. I'm staying tuned, so you have a great evening, and I'll be right here listening.
All right. God bless you. We'll talk to you later.
God bless you, too. Have a good night.
All right. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Hey!
Johnny D. Words of wisdom. Donnie D. Words of wisdom. Blog Talk. Radio. Johnny D. Words of wisdom.
Yeah, that's my new theme song, Donny D's Words of Wisdom, written by that howling Steve Howe. Out there in Kansas City, Missouri, formerly from Laverne Avenue, Palomar Junior High, and Pomona High. All you people from the islands, I know you know Steve Howe. Right on, ladies and gentlemen, we move it and groove it and take it to another place tonight. It is 8:06 here on Blog Talk Radio with your man, Franklin and Donny D. Our guest tonight will be Brother Will Kimsey. That's right. Will Kimsey's on his way here. And when he gets here, we're going to get into some good music. And we're going to talk to him and feel free to call in and ask some questions to Brother Will Kimsey. And talk to the brother and see what's going on. And while we're waiting for Will Kimsey, I'm going to give out my number. If anyone would like to call in tonight, my number is 646-595-3338. That's 646-595-3338. Be sure to give us a call and let everybody know. Tell a friend to listen in. God bless. Now we're going to get into another little cut right here as we wait for Mr. Kimsey to get on here. This song is called You Get No Ooh-Wee. After stock you're not.
Donnie D, it's the Chili Will Kimsey. What's happening, man?
All right, my brother. Let me get this off of here, ladies and gentlemen. You can't get no ooh-wee. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, my guest is here right now, Mr. Will Kimsey. How you doing, Will?
Hey, I'm hanging in there. I'm doing it. What do you do, man? What's going on? What's going on, my brother?
Oh, man, it's been a beautiful day. I've been all over the place. I've got some callers here. A couple of them already called and want to talk to you.
All righty now. Well, I'm here to do it. I'm here to do it. Hello, folks.
Right.
Hello, people. Hello, America. Hello, planet Earth. What's happening?
Planet. All right. Let me tell you guys a little story. I met this brother. We know we both worked in Central Casting doing background work. And he and I were the only ones with dreadlocks and braids, seemed like the thing.
And we're still the only ones with dreadlocks and braids, and you know it.
And so every time they wanted an African diplomat or someone to be an advocate, me and his brother be on the same set together. I believe we worked Heroes together.
Yes, we did. We did Heroes.
Did we do, what was that other show? We did another show.
It was at an elementary school or a junior high school not too far from Channel 5. I forgot what the
Cold
show
case.
Was.
Cold case.
There you go.
Cold
we have worked
case,
on about
right.
two or three different cop shows.
Yeah, we did. Look, you know, like I say, of all the people that I've worked in the movie and television business, this is one brother that I've stayed close with. I think that's a thing that God has put into each other's lives to help each other get to accomplish a mission. You know,
there
so
you go. I mean, we've tried to help each other out in more ways than one. And I'm definitely haven't gotten a copy yet, but you know I'm going to. And I'm proud of you for putting out the, is it, I believe the title is the Guide for the Single Mother. You'll have to correct
yeah.
me on the title.
Yeah, Single but, Mother's Guide to Raising Black Boys.
There you go, there you go, there you go. And I'm very aware that you are you're out there doing your thing, man, helping the people that you assist. If I'm not mistaken, I mean, I know this is supposed to be kind of sort of about me, but, man, ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand that this brother, Franklin Donnie D., a.k.a. Franklin Lewis, is a man of all men, helping out all sorts of people. When I call you and talk to you just to check up on you, see how you're doing, we are at work, and you are helping those people that need your help, man. That's just the bottom line, huh?
Thank you very much. But let's get into you. How long have you been in the business, my brother?
Oh, man, I have been mewing music since I was born. I mean, I've been teased about being born with a piano on my lap, literally, but I've been in this business doing not just extra work, but the music primarily, which is what I am as a musician, for well over 20 years, man. I mean, and as you know, it is a difficult thing to try and make your mark in this industry when you do not have someone to assist you in it, and it's just you and those closest to you trying to help you, and you don't have that special person trying to, and I'm trying to be politically correct here, when you don't have that special person trying to help you get through the door and you want to do it on your own thing, and you're trying to make it yourself and not try to look to somebody to make that move for you, it's a very difficult thing. So, I mean, for, well, you know, 20 years at least, you know, off and on.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the last 5-plus years, I really, really made a stab at it and just tried to do this thing here. I mean, my partner, Nicole Gentry, her and I have, and she's, you know, we're together, you know, and making it happen. She writes lyrics. She's a great singer. And her and I have known each other for almost 20 years.
Okay.
And she writes the lyrics for the vocal tracks that are on our CD. The CD title is called Les Musiques.
Say that again. Say that one more.
The CD title, Les Musiques. You can hear it streaming live primarily at www.reverbnation.com. It's also at soundcloud.com. All you have to do is go into the search engine, look up Will Kimsey or Will Kimsey featuring Nicole Gentry. I have a Facebook page and so forth and so on. I mean, I'm all over the net. MySpace, Last.fm, iHeartRadio, you name it. I'm trying to get it out there. And you will hear the CD, Les Musiques, and all of the singles that we have on there. About 3-4, and I'm doing this off the top of my head, and I know I should know it better, but there are 4 tracks on there that Nicole and I co-wrote. She primarily wrote the majority of them, so I'll say Nicole wrote them. and I did the arrangement, but there are other tunes that I wrote going back to like 1989 and that are just out there. I'm a composer, arranger, I'm a keyboard player primarily, but I do play other things. A little bit of sax, bass, drums, clarinet, and you know, I'm just trying to make it, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I do recall one time, don't you, have you played in some churches before also with the choir?
Yeah, I'm director of music for a small little Baptist church out in Anaheim, actually in Orange County. We moved from Anaheim, so we're in La Habra now. True Unity Baptist Church, a.k.a. True Unity Worship Recording Studio. I'm the director of music there as well as the sound engineer. So, you know, look me up on Facebook, send me a little message, give you directions, and if you want to come by and give praises to the Almighty, who I give definitely much thanks to for giving me the talent, because without him, nothing is possible.
Exactly.
Give you directions to where the church is at, and you know, for services and everything else. So, I mean, you'll see me running from the keyboard back into the sound booth to make an adjustment on the board to anything, you know. It's a couple of hats I wear there, but, you know, primarily anything that has to do with music, I thoroughly enjoy it, from arranging to composing to engineering to producing. It's everything that we do on the CD, we do it ourselves. There is a gentleman who does some mastering for us, but otherwise it's pretty much Nicole and myself that does everything.
Okay, well, I'm going to say hi to Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
I think she's in the other room right about now. I'm, you know, we're trying to prevent that feedback, so I'm trying not to step into the front because I think she's got the broadcast going on the on the laptop there, and I know as a sound engineer that if I step into the room, I'm going to cause feedback. So she's waving at me right now, and she's waving, and she's giving the Hello Franklin wave right about now, as well as pointing to me to go in the back of the room before you cause feedback. So, I mean, we're having a good time here, you know. We're just trying to make it happen, and that's, you know, that's pretty much it, man. And like I said, you know, I am very blessed and honored that you have given me this opportunity. Ladies and gentlemen of the listening audience, I have known this man for about 4 to 5 years. And as he stated, we have done a few shows together. And like he said, we're the only two brothers that were ever on the set that had dreads. So we were either cast as some sort of island brother, Jamaican, Rastafarian, or something of the sort. Frank, don't forget, this is the deal. Remember, we were also the perps in the cop shows. Remember that? We were the perps in the cop shows, because, I mean, we've done that. Remember when The Shield was out? We did a couple of episodes of The Shield.
Right.
We were locked up in the cages together. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is a bad brother. And the ladies and gentlemen, go get his book. I recognize that some of you are like, oh, well, you haven't read it yet. No, that doesn't matter. Franklin is good. Read that book. You guys know what's going on. This man knows what's going on. He works with, and if I'm not mistaken, you also work with, is it disabled, disabled individuals? I know I'm slurring, but, right?
Yes.
When I call you, you tell me you have your clients and everything. So this is a brother that knows what's going on here. So, ladies and gentlemen, get the book and get my CD, Les Musiques. You can stream it live on ReverbNation.com/Will Kimsey. You can hear it on MySpace.com/Will Kimsey. And as well as SoundCloud, just put Will Kimsey. That's K-I-M like music, S-E-Y. And there you go. You'll hear the jams. You'll hear Nicole singing. And we're making mark in the industry.
Okay, well, let me ask you, Diva in Distress. Is that one of your songs?
That's one of mine. I wrote Diva in like 89.
Okay,
and,
Go ahead.
89. 89, and it was a female I had a little something-something feelings for, you know, but I realized it wasn't going to happen, and she was literally a diva, a wannabe diva.
Well, I tell you what, let's get into some Diva in Distress by Will Kinsey, ladies and gentlemen, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines after that.
I'm always here, man. What's going on?
All right. I got a couple of callers for you right now. Let's get a caller here. Let's see here. Caller, your name and where you're calling from, and speak to Mr. Will Kinsey.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. This is Sheila. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Hello, Sheila. How are you this evening?
I'm great. Love the music.
Oh, thank you. Don't forget to set your clock ahead.
Oh, I know. Actually, I posted that on Facebook today.
Who are you telling? I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to lose an hour of sleep.
Yeah,
what can I do for you, Miss
Sheila? I hate it. I hate that. Are you an L.A. native?
Yes, I am, born and raised.
All right. The music is great.
Thank you.
And what are some of the songs that are sung by Nicole?
You want to listen to I'm in Love with You and His Whole World is Me. There are two instrumentals that she wrote, Smooth and Zen. So there are four that she wrote, the two I previously mentioned, as well as Zen and Smooth, and the rest are me.
Okay, so you've been working together for 20 years. That's a long partnership.
Well, we've known each other for 20 years. We didn't do music together except for the last three, if you want to be technical about it. Nicole and I go back to high school. We've known each other that long, yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, that's great.
Thank you.
The music is great, and
thank you.
I'm definitely going to check it out.
Hope so, Sheila.
Yes, yes. So, you know, take care. God bless, and keep up the good work.
God bless to you. Blessings and peace to you too, ma'am. And thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
I'm sorry. One more question. What is the name of the church that you were talking about?
I am director of music at True Unity Baptist Church. It is in La Habra, California.
In La Habra, okay.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, Mr. Kenzie. Great talking to
you. All right,
great.
And if you want information on that, you can just look me up on Facebook, Will Kimsey, send me a message, or reverbnation.com/Will Kimsey, and I'll definitely get that information to you, where we are located exactly and worship times and everything else.
Okay, wonderful. I will do that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Sheila. Hope to see you.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
All right, Sheila, listen here. I think we got another caller here.
All right.
From the 415 area code.
Oh, my.
415 area code. Let's see who that is. Let's see if I can get to. Caller from the 415, what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Martin.
Martin, what's happening, man? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Oh, blessed and highly favored, my brother. What you know? What can I do for you?
Hey, man, did you ever, seem like I know you, but did you ever live in Altadena?
No, I did not, sir. I'm a native L.A., born and raised. Always lived here pretty much all my life. Since you mentioned it, if
district?
I could real quick. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Did you work for L.A. School District?
Very, very, very briefly, but not for a long time. Where do I know you from? You sound like I might know you.
Because you sound like a brother I know that I worked in L.A. for the school district.
Where at? Whereabouts?
I worked all over. I worked in all the school, like the bus yards and stuff, garages.
Oh, no, No. I never did the buses, man. I pretty much did some subbing for a minute, but that's about it.
Oh, okay. Because I just knew a brother that was, you know, working with it, that he did, you know, music.
Oh, okay. Very good. Nope. My whole thing pretty much has been, like you noticed, with the music and everything. But nope, never drove.
I never
got behind the wheel, man. I mean, I can drive anything, but never did that.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
How'd you like the song that I just played?
That's what I said. I like it. You know, I like smooth jazz. I love that.
Uh-huh.
You know,
well, thank you.
I might have to get that LP, you know.
Well, there you go. You know, there you go. Go ahead and stream it on Reverb Nation, MySpace, or SoundCloud.com. Just plug my name into the search engine, and it'll pull it right on up. Just make sure you spell
it
right.
Well, that might be a problem, yeah.
Well, there you go. W-I-L-L, last name K-I-M, like music, S-E-Y.
Okay.
And
when you see the brother with the braids, there you have it.
Or you can contact me and I'll get you straight to him.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do.
All right, well, listen, Mr. Martin Grant, what city are you calling from?
Pardon me?
What city are you calling from?
San Francisco.
Oh, all right, let's hear it for the bay. Let's hear it for the yay.
Yeah, the yay area, baby.
Yeah, the yay got it going on.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah. Too short when you see him for a brother.
Oh, yeah, will do.
There you go. That's it. Thank you for calling, my brother.
All right, thanks.
And stay tuned to the show and keep on listening tonight. Hey, Mr. Martin from the J area. All right. God bless you, brother. And we're going to move on to another caller.
All right, now.
All right.
Let's see who this is. Okay, I got a caller from the 760. Are you there?
Hello.
Caller from the 760? Looks like the caller from the 760. They must be pouring a drink or something right now. I'll
hey,
try
you know?
One more. You never know. Well, as we move it and groove it, and we'll move on, and we're going to get into another song by Mr. Will Kimsey. It's getting tight on the time, but we got enough time to get this one in. This one's called Smooth. Can you tell us a little bit about Smooth before we get into it?
Well, Smooth is actually one of the instrumentals, one of the two instrumentals that Nicole wrote, and all I did was listen to it, put some chord changes around it, give the arrangement, but the idea is strictly Nicole's. And from what she tells me, it's supposed to be about me.
Oh, Brother Smooth. Let's check out the song Smooth by Nicole and Brother Will Kimsey. Nicole Gentry, Will Kimsey. That sounds so smooth, written by Nicole Gentry and our guest tonight, Mr. Will Kimsey.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
Mr. Will Kimsey.
Franklin, I'm just telling you, man, Franklin Donnie D, I'm just having a ball doing this, man. I, again, want to thank you for the opportunity for letting me get our product out there to the masses.
Okay, well, Will Kim, it's been fun. I got to run. Can you tell the people how to get in contact with you and your music, name of the CD, and how to get it?
Well, hit us up mainly at www.reverbnation.com/Will Kimsey. That's W-I-L-L-K-I-M, like music, S-B-Y. You can also hit us up on myspace.com/W-I-L-L-K-I-M-S-E-Y. And you can also find me on Reverb Nation, also under Will Kimsey. All the links for purchase, as well as streaming, can be found on those sites: Facebook, MySpace, Reverb Nation. I'm all over the net. iHeartRadio, you name it. And all tunes copywritten, and you know it.
All right, my brother. It's been fun. Donnie D got to run. Remember, if there's anything you need to know about Brother Will Kimsey, let me know. If you get that information, Will Kimsey, we'll have you back. And we definitely want Nicole Gentry back, to want to have her on the show to
thank you,
highlight
Donnie D.
the spotlight. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, Donnie D. And everybody, go get that man's book. You know what's up. Thanks.
All right. God bless you, brother. Bye-bye.
God bless to you, my brother. Peace and blessings, my brother.
Donnie D. Words of wisdom. Donnie D. Words of wisdom. Blog Talk. Radio. Donnie D. Words of wisdom.
That's right, it's Donnie D's words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom.
And we're about to go into a new segment that we call the Kids Corner. And tonight on the Kids Corner, we plan to have on a young lady by the name of Nia G. Now let's see if Nia G is here, ready to talk to us. Is that you, Nia G?
Yes.
All right, Nia G, welcome to the Donnie D Radio Show, Words of Wisdom. How are you doing tonight?
Yes.
How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Are you doing good tonight, Nia G?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me, Nia G, what do you like to do?
I like to play with Barbies.
Okay. Do you like to sing?
Oh, got a granddaughter, yes, on his radio station.
Do you like to sing?
She got her own little speaker.
What else you like to do?
I like to play with my kitten.
Okay. Do you rap?
Huh?
Do you rap?
No.
I thought you made a song. I like to, my name is Nia, and I like to rap.
What you doing?
Oh, I'm on the radio with you. Do you, what school do you go to?
Crestview.
And where's that at?
La Cunada.
Okay, what would you like to do when you grow up?
I want to be a doctor.
A doctor?
Yes.
Okay, well, I got somebody who wants to ask you a question. Let's see. Okay, caller, you have a question for Nia G?
Hi, Nia G.
Hi.
Can you sing a song for me? I heard that you could sing.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I like to sing my song. I love to sing my song for everybody.
Naya G. Carla, you have any more questions for Naya G? Matter of fact, ask her how old she is.
Naya, how old are you?
Six.
You're six?
Yeah.
What else do you do? Do you do any sports or anything in school?
We do circus.
You do what?
I'm a
do you like do anything like cheerleading or anything like that?
Yes.
Oh, I bet you're a good cheerleader. Is it fun?
Well. Naya D's. Naya.
Huh?
Where you at? What are you doing? Are you on the radio with me or are you doing looking at TV?
I'm not looking at no TV.
Okay. Well, you know, there's thousands of people out there listening to you right now. Did you know that?
Yes.
Next week we're going to have on the hip-hop kid, CJ. Do you know him?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your mother's name?
Huh?
What's your mother's name?
Natalie.
And what's your auntie's name?
Nicole.
And what's your grandmother's name?
Nadine.
And what's your grandfather's name?
Pappy.
All right, Pappies. All right, well, listen, Naya D. Why am I calling you Naya D? Naya J for Naya Graham. It's been fun having you on the radio on first guest on the Kids Corner on Donnie D's Words of Wisdom on Blog Talk Radio. And it's been fun talking to you. Will you come on that show again one day? Will you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me speak to whoever's there with you on the phone. Is it Natalie or Nicole?
That's right.
Who's with you right now?
That's right.
Put her on the phone.
Donnie D.
What's going on? This is Donnie D, the musical mic side, MC Fraser, Donnie D on the Words of Wisdom Radio Show. How you doing, Desiree?
I'm doing fine.
All right. What you doing out here? What, you announcing dinner tonight?
Yeah, you know, Nicole cooked up some gumbo, so we right here, the kids and everybody. Listen
all
to the
right.
radio show. Donnie D in the building.
Oh, I love all of you, and welcome to the show. It's been fun. We got to run. We got to move into Marsha D along with the words of inspiration. But stay tuned because we're about to bring the Lord up in here right now. Can you dig it?
We can dig it.
All right. God bless you. And as we move and groove it, we're getting ready to get into a song by a man named Chay Skizza. And it's called Easy. You ever heard of a guy named Chay? You ever heard of a guy named Chay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got fans.
Well, this is by Chay. Check it out. Yeah.
They say I'm a threat. Let me make this quick. Ain't gon' hit him till he fall. Hit him till he backflip. I'm on some rap shit. Semi-auto max spit. Burst like a triple burst. Niggas call me hat trick. Play niggas go dumb. I go bat shit. Fuck your hood up like on crack hit. Fuck the slapstick. Skizza pack a hat shit. Cut your arms off and put them back on back with. Back to basics. Back to blackness. Back to back. And these white rappers back with clappers. Back to back. Rap, his niggas would slap us back to back. Crack they bitch, then crack her back. Act a fool, black khakis and king hats. House shoes, corduroy, stepped on the back, boy. Spit harder, starter, these niggas pop on a peewee. I'm easy, intelligent, and kill 'em slow.
No, by now.
Donnie D's back to that. I'm old school, gives a Mr. Magic rap attack. Abracadabra, jab ya, stab ya, abdomen. I'm wrong, visit Rome and jacked off in the Vatican. Crack a nun and take her back to the Radisson for ravaging. Bust on her habit while cabbage patching, man. You a big dog, I'm Sasquatch. You black sweet, I'm black wash. You duck hunt, I'm black ox. On the porch, church, black socks, shorts, drunk, yelling at the swag.
Get some fuck above my grass, little nigga.
If I can't learn them, I'll burn them. I infirm them, I'll beat weak niggas like Mark Furman. Eyes burning, up late, bus race, write rhymes to suck suckers up like duct tape. Trying to plug the floodgates to cut cakes. Eyes fracture their skull base, writing on lunch break dick.
This sounds easy by Jay Skizzle, ladies and gentlemen. Available on iTunes, YouTube. Check it out. And I'd just like to also add in that, you know, Nia Graham, Nia G, must have been thinking about that gumbo tonight because, well, she wasn't focusing too much on it. But I'm going to get back out of here on a night when there's no gumbo, and we're going to have another interview with her. Coming up next is Marsha D's with her words of inspiration. If you have any callers and any questions for Marsha D's, be sure to call in and talk to her about that as we get into Marsha D's on the Donnie D Words of Wisdom Radio Show.
Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear you. Come on, Zion, clap those hands with me. Come on, come on, all God's people. Come on, come on, Mike. Do them up like this, do them up like this, come on. Here we go, next.
Everybody, this is Marsha, and it's time for Words of Inspiration. That was a great interview with Will Kimsey, talking about him and his partner, Nicole. I certainly do plan to try to listen to some more of their music because it really sounded like it's really great. Tonight, I just want to start out by praising God and thanking him for being with me this week, and I pray for all of us that he will continue to bless us and be with us. We know that we just have to ask him, and he will let us into his love, and we will feel that love, and we'll be blessed. All we have to do is ask. Tonight I have a couple of stories to read to you, inspirational stories that really touched me The first one is called God Said No. I asked God to take away my pride. God said no. It is not for me to take away, but for you to give it up. I asked God to make my handicapped child whole. God said no. His spirit is whole. His body is only temporary. I asked God to grant me patience. God said no. Patience is a byproduct of tribulations. It isn't granted. It is learned. I asked God to give me happiness. God said no. I give you blessings. Happiness is up to you. I asked God to spare me pain. God said no. Suffering draws you apart from worldly cares and brings you closer to me. I asked God for all things that I might enjoy life. God said no. I will give you life so that you may enjoy all things. I asked God to help me love others as much as he loves me. God said, ah, finally, you have the idea. If you love God, share love. This day is yours. Don't throw it away. To the world, you might be one person, but to one person, you might be the world. And that was written by Claudia Menden Weiss. Tonight I want to share with you a story, a very inspirational story about a young woman named Deborah Ross. It was an interview that she had with Constance B. Fink. And this is it. You low-down child, I don't believe in abortions, but I should have killed you when I had the chance, screamed my mother when I was 12 years old as I poured her last drop of alcohol down the kitchen sink. But God had something different in mind as he repeatedly spared my life during my precarious upbringing, even when I didn't know him. All seven of my siblings carry physical and emotional scars from childhood. When I was a toddler, my sister Rena and I lived with our mother. One day I remember waking up to Rena's wails, and I couldn't find my mom anywhere. Dad found us days later, still alone, when he came for his weekly visit. An absentee father and drunken mother left us unprotected from all abuse. To physically discipline us, mother would beat us with an extension cord and then pour alcohol on our open wounds. Mom always had a live-in boyfriend. My first memory of being molested was at age 3. After countless times, I finally got the nerve to tell Mom what her boyfriends were doing to me, but she called me a liar, so I just stopped telling. School meant only I was away from home, but I could eat a meal. Sometimes the only meal for the day I would eat at school. I loved to learn and got straight A's, which gave the school kids another reason to pick on me. One day, Beverly, the toughest girl in school, had taken most of my lunch. As I stood on the playground trying to decide what to do, I heard Beverly laugh and say, "Don't get too close. She stinks." And I did. I was tired, hungry, and didn't need to be humiliated, too. Before I knew what I was doing, I let loose all the years of rage on her. I punched, scratched, clawed, and screamed. That was the last time anyone ever messed with me. When I was 11, my older sisters went to live with Dad, leaving me to care for the children in the house. Our living conditions were terrible. The building was condemned. The stench was strong, and the house was filthy. Rats and roaches skittered everywhere. The gas and electricity bills were seldom paid together, so we rarely had both on at the same time. We were evicted frequently. Tired of these conditions, I started stealing Mom's welfare checks and food stamps to pay bills and buy groceries. I took care of my siblings, handled the household details, and continued with school. Then came my special day, the 8th grade graduation. After accepting my diploma, I looked over the crowd and felt so alone. There was no one there for me. Someone asked what my plans were for the rest of the day. I lifted my chin up, forced a smile, and said, my parents had to work, but they're taking me out for dinner and a movie later. Then I went home and cried myself to sleep. From then on, I vowed that my younger siblings would never experience that kind of pain. I was 14 when my boyfriend, Ricky, came to live with us. Although he came from a decent home, he was in a gang. He spent a night here and there, and then eventually he stayed. I was the woman of the house. He was the man of the house. At 16, I was pregnant with our first child. Ricky decided I was smarter, so he dropped out of high school to care for the baby. When our child was 5 months old, Ricky was charged with theft and sentenced to 3 years in prison. I dropped out as a senior and lost my dreams of going to college to be a lawyer. I felt depression and began to drink and do drugs. When Ricky was free, shortly after my 19th birthday, I became pregnant with our second child. During the pregnancy, Ricky got another theft charge. After his release on bail, we decided to move to Chicago, from Chicago to Milwaukee to start a better life. My sister Pam told me Jesus wanted to give me a new life. With Ricky facing more prison time, I cried out to God and started making deals. Sitting in the courtroom awaiting the jury verdict, I begged God, please don't let Ricky go back to prison. Please, I promise, I will give you my life and never commit sexual sin again. When the jury decided Ricky was innocent, even though we knew he was guilty, I realized how much God cared for me. The next Sunday, I walked the streets of Milwaukee to find a church. Before I could see the church, I heard the music and walked in. The preacher pleaded with the congregation to receive forgiveness. I felt he was talking to me, so I wobbled my pregnant self up to the altar. A few days later, Ricky and I were married at the courthouse so I could keep my promise not to live in sexual sin. Had I known God's standard for Christians marrying non-Christians, I would not have married him then. My faith and love for Jesus increased. I wanted everyone, especially Ricky, to experience the new life that I had. But as I grew spiritually, Ricky fell deeper into drugs. I prayed intensely for him. One night, with great joy, I led to Christ. I led him to Christ. However, he didn't experience the immediate deliverance I had. One evening, after I attended Bible study, Ricky came home high. He wanted money for drugs, and I wouldn't give it to him. He was angry. I knew he understood my decision to follow Christ, so I was shocked at his anger. He pleaded for forgiveness, but I gave him the silent treatment. I knew I should have forgiven him, but my pride got in the way. When he saw he could get nowhere with me, he left the house. Then I heard gunshots, and before I could get to the door, Ricky was beating on it, saying that he had been shot. He died later that night in surgery. Although I had been in the church for over a year, the meals and help normally given to widows were not given to me, a ghetto girl. God was my only comfort, and I experienced his love and concern for me. I saw the Bible come alive in my life as he proved repeatedly he was on my side. What an awesome, personal, and powerful God. I knew I would never leave him, and he promised he would never leave me. He and I were now a team. I wanted to forgive my mother, father, and the man who murdered my husband, but it was a long process. Eventually, my emotions caught up with my decisions, even though none of the people apologized to me. God revealed my pain to me a little at a time until I was deeply and completely healed. God used my pain to prepare me to reach the homeless, drug addicts, moms, widows, the poor, and abused children. My childhood was training for the ministry he had in mind for me. Knowing his purpose, it was time to move forward with his plan. First, I met Maurice Ross in Bible study. He grew up in a stable, two-parent home raised in the church. Despite our different backgrounds, we fell in love and got married. Maurice loved my children as his own, and we had three more together. I homeschooled the children. I wanted them to know and love the Lord as much as I did. Our girls formed a string quartet called the Sisters of Praise. We took a battery-operated karaoke machine to the park. As people gathered to listen to the children sing and play their instruments, I stood on a picnic table and told them how Jesus made a difference in my life. Many, including gang members, surrendered their lives to Jesus. In a short time, we began a full-time street ministry in cities across America, meeting basic needs first and then sharing the gospel. John Ross Ministries, The Church on Wheels, has a carnival-style atmosphere with popcorn poppers, tents, and a portable stage, and a stove for hot dogs. We serve food to the people, and we listen to music by our children. In the winter, we dress the street kids in hats, scarves, and gloves, and serve hot drinks. Testimonies in the gospel are presented, and people are given an opportunity to receive Christ. Local churches follow up with discipleship. Our holiday outreaches come from our own painful experiences. In August, we give backpacks filled with school supplies. I never had a backpack. For Easter and Thanksgiving, we give turkeys, hams, and all the trimmings. My mother never cooked a holiday meal. For Christmas, we give toys. I remember getting a toy on only two Christmases. It is truly God's amazing grace and mercy that He adopted me as His daughter, someone once discarded by adults and society. Today, I walk through life with a smile and my chin held high, not because I survived my childhood, but because I am a daughter of the King of Kings. That story is so inspirational to me because, you know, I believe that all things work together for the good to those that love God. And she was given that gift of being able to love God and to recognize that His love through her was going to be spread to many, many more people that needed it. So with that, I just tell everybody, you know, whatever you're going through, it can also work together for the good. Just think about it and put it to action. God bless everyone and good night.
All right, everybody, that was Marsha Dees with the words of inspiration. How's everybody out there doing? Hope everybody got a little something from that, you know. Yes, indeed. But as we're moving and grooving and taking it to another place, I'm going to do my phony phone call. And I'm going to call somebody up and see if I can get them to fall into my trap. Let's see what we can do here. Let's see here. Now, I hope I can get this person to bite the hook. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. We're going to have to try that one more time because it didn't happen that way. Let's try it again. Let's get this person on here. Okay, let's see if we can get them this job. Thank you. sounds like they don't want to answer the phone. Well, I'd have to move on to another caller. And as we doing that, we'll move into this. As I ask every week, what do you have to offer? Don't ask what they have to give you. Sounds of Gil Scott Heron, The Offering. Everybody unavailable tonight? What's going on with that? You know? Anyway, how's everybody out there doing? Let me see if I got a caller here and I can talk to. Let's see. I had a number here. Let's see. Caller from the 760, are you there?
Hello?
Hello? How you doing this evening? I guess you're not doing too well either, huh? It's not working tonight. Anyway, I'm going to get into another song. That's all we won.
Yeah. Two-Face back again, man. Dedicated to everybody that ever hated. Yo, this goes out to you. You know who you are.
because of me, but because what he
a little
done.
Gospel hip hop this
used to
evening.
Be hard, but now I'm just having fun. They spending time with my daughter and my little son. The light shine bright, homie, it'll blind ya. If Satan in front, then tell him get behind ya. Hey, this song right here's just a reminder that if you're lost, Jesus said he come find ya. Hey, lead a 99, but this all time, how we gon' lose spitting these kind of rhymes? I'm about to run hip-hop like a marathon. I told the West Coast, pass me the blood sign. And I'ma take off, they call me NASA. It feel good knowing where you going after. I see smiles, I hear laughter. I was notorious, now I'm notorious.
We
love them to death, can't wait to see. If you don't know my name, people say that. Never settle for less, cause homie, we the best. Like Khaled, it's a test to keep the flesh in check. So I study hard to show myself approved, and I'ma win, dawg, cause that's what I do. Your eyes can't see it, the prize ain't in front of you. It's in the spirit realm, man, they battle within. They fighting for your soul, the devil won't control like Jenny. I know you can't understand it, you ain't the one that planted. There's power in this name, so we don't take it for granted. And every day on this planet, somebody try to bend it. I know you can't stand it like we on your last nerve. And we won, homie, them gon' be the last words that you hear, cause my team not stopping. Hands in the air, losing out of options.
The battle's not mine, the battle's not mine.
But before we even started, man, they labeled us the winner. And I didn't have to fight with them like Sugar Ray Leonard. I ain't got no contenders. I think I hear the choir singing because it's over.
All right, that was the sounds of You Face, We Won, produced by that man, Flip Matrix. We're going to go to another song here by upcoming guest coming to the show soon. And her name is Rose Mallet. And she's got this song here that I think everybody might know. Ain't Nobody.
Captured effortlessly, that's the way it was. Happened so naturally, did not know it was love. The next thing I felt was you holding me close. What was I gonna do? I let myself go. And now we're flying through the stars. Hope this night will last forever. I've been waiting for you. It's been so long. Knew just what I would do when I heard your song. You filled my heart with bliss. Gave me freedom. Could not resist. I needed someone. And now we're flying through the stars. Hope this night will last forever. To bring you to me, I can't believe I'm the one. I was so lonely. I felt like no one could feel. I must be dreaming. I need this dream to be real. I need this feeling. Make my wish upon a star and hope this night will last forever. Ain't nobody love me better than you.
Valley, ladies and gentlemen. Lisa performing out in Palm Springs tonight. Coming up on the Donnie D Words of Wisdom show. Soon. Rose Mallet, ladies and gentlemen, ain't nobody. As we get into When I Open My Eyes.
Open my eyes,
see clearly,
clearly,
must be the one for me.
Yeah, when I opened my eyes, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving on to the young man from Las Vegas from the 702, Mr. Keenan Cirillo, and his song, Schizo.
Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to the DTA Sin City story. It's going to be a crazy journey. Get away.
Johnny Giuliano.
Borderline schizo, you don't wanna trip home.
No.
You got a case fold away like a flip phone. Let it ring, let it sing, hear a bitch moan. Bada boom, bada bing, oh my godfather shit, got a clip, got a sting. Money stack, high stripes, straight Yao Ming. Go to bat for my people like a motherfucking whiffle. Going yard, I ain't snitching, rip a blow the whistle. That's a straight foulin', I don't do that. Foul out and get your head wet. Where I'm from, we carry big straps. You don't know that life, you ain't lived that. Borderline rich though, can you hear the spit home? Got a clean little style, take your bitch home. Got the keys to the truck, 28 zone. Pirelli tires, put the fire before I get gone.
Well, I think we all can agree that Vegas crazy. I promised you a good time and we're not done yet. Hey, Vague, kick that shit.
Ain't nothing sicker than a vape home, like a spit phone. Has the mouth standing out like a zit on. A bad bitch, I'm a weirdo. Used to be a zero, now a Vegas hero. Play the role of De Niro, focus on De Niro. Paper second addict in the mirror, the bureau. Staring to the eyes of a legend, I'm surprised that nobody else ain't done this right. Cause my liquor by the payphone. And I'm way gone, somewhere down the street to the beat of a bass drum. Never off key, fell and landed softly. On a stack of some weed, yeah, some bomb trees. I don't use figurative speech, so I figured I speak on realities of Vegas in the street. I don't use figurative speech, so I figured I speak on reality of Vegas with these beats. Yeah.
Thanks again for tuning in. We hope to see you soon. Sin City Lifestyles, Volume 1.
Whoa, the sounds of Keenan. Get so from Las Vegas, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting close to that time for us to get ready to run. And we really enjoyed you being here with us tonight. Will Kimsey, the Kids Corner with Nia G. And Archie D's with the words of inspiration. And all of our callers out there tonight. It's been fun. It's getting close to time for us to run. And we would just like to say, God bless all of y'all. And we're going to get into our closing act.
Down, spread all for your feet. Take you home with me.
Boom, boom, boom. The sounds of John Lee Hooker here on the Dunny D Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Words of wisdom.
I love to see you struck.
Every Saturday night at 8 p.m., tell a friend. I'd like to say hi out there to Aurora, Jill, Kathy, Martin, Natalie, Nicole, Jay, Naya, people from the Pomona Valley, especially the islands, Altadena, Pasadena. Like I said, Bud, Jolly D, Gotta Run. Until next week, next Saturday night, same place, same spot. You know where to find us.
When you talk like that.
And when I said the same spot, I didn't say the G spot, did I? Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a big blast tonight. We just like to have a little fun with you tonight. And remember to call in next week. And if there's anything that you'd like to say, you know what to do. You know what to call. You call up Donnie D and find out what it be. You know? That's it. The 90 seconds before I go off the air. Maybe I can catch somebody. Let's find out. It ain't working tonight.
Hello?
Yes, may I speak to Mr. Martin Grant, please?
Hey, hey.
Well,
it's a weird
hey,
area
hey.
Code.
Hey, wait a minute. You don't know who this is. This is the guy from the cooperative, and we understand that you've been growing some type of plants in your backyard, and we need to come over and inspect that. Is this true?
Yeah, it's true.
It is true. Well, as you know, your house is under surveillance at the particular time, and we will be confiscating everything that you have over there. So if I was you, I'd get rid of that shit tonight. And, you know, it's not good for your health. I don't care if you do have a license. It doesn't count.
Oh, man, cigarettes bad for your health, but it's legal.
Wait a minute, sir. We're not talking about cigarettes. We're talking about that backyard bush that you're growing in your yard.
It's just corn.
Could you repeat that, please?
It's just corn. That's all I grow is corn.
Oh, you're growing corn. Well, excuse me, then I must have the wrong number.
Yeah, I'm a farmer.
Oh, just Martin Farmer John?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was the other guy. Well, anyway, it's been fun. We got to run, and we made a mistake, and this is Donnie D's phony phone.
Yeah, when I seen the error code, I said, oh, it got to be you. I see. I ain't never had an error code like this.
All right, brother. It's time for me. It's been fun. Donnie D got a run. Thank you for calling in and listening in. And tell a
yeah,
friend,
cool.
Check us out. All right,
yeah.
Brother. All right. Well, yep. Hey, I got about 2 seconds. Anything you'd like to say?
Been fun. Had a great time. I'm going to be out your way, man, in a few days.
Well, you know what to do. You know where to find brother Donnie D. It's been fun. I got to run, and I'll talk to you then.
All right.
All right.
All right, late.
Later.